Last Tram to Lime Street by Joan Jonker. Read by Maggie Oranshaw.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Ma, will you stop fussing around? You're getting on me nerves. Molly Bennett clicked her tongue. The house has been done from top to bottom. You can eat your dinner off the flaming floor, but you're still not satisfied. Isn't it natural now that I'd want the place looking nice for your da coming out of hospital? Bridie Jackson's Irish accent always became more pronounced when she was excited. After 10 weeks, yourself wouldn't want him coming home to a midden, would you now? A midden? Molly gazed around the living room of the small two-up, two-down terraced house and smiled. It was like a little palace, the furniture shining so bright you could see your face in it, the grate black-leaded and gleaming, the glowing fire roaring up the chimney. And with the walls newly decorated in the light beige paper, patterned with small sprigs of leaves and flowers, the room looked light and airy. It had been a rush for her husband Jack to get the room finished in time, because they'd only had 3 days' notice that her da would be coming home. But over the weekend, the whole family had got stuck in, scraping the walls, trimming the paper and helping with the pasting. It was midnight last night when they'd finished and stood back to admire their handiwork.
A midden, did you say?
Molly stood with her hands on her hips.
We've worked our fingers to the bone for the last 3 days, washing curtains and windows, scrubbing everything it's possible to scrub. You're still not happy. A flaming midden, indeed.